UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are all in this together, and that includes regardless of the university that anybody out there roots for. I want to thank Coach Satterwhite. I want to thank...
And James Strebel.
I do owe an apology to U of L's head football coach, Satterfield. That was my mistake. It was just my mistake.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Stumbling around on the microphone last season. That coming down at 437. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, hanging out with you at the Mobile Papa John Studios. Mitchell Hannigan back at Cardinal Boulevard, the normal studios, hanging out there. We may replay some stuff later on from Sam Vicente, if nothing else. That's going to be in the bonus hour, in the 6 o'clock hour. Great stuff. Talking about Emmanuel Quickley, David Johnson, Jay Scrub, Jordan Wara, and more. So a big thank you to him joining and carving out some time. Rick Bozich, WDRB, is coming up at about 4:30, 4:35 or so. We'll talk with him our normal Thursday meetup with the columnist and television personality from WDRB. He is Rick Bozich, so we'll get his thoughts on a bunch of nonsense as well. We've talked about E.J. Montgomery. We have talked about the college football season being moved back to the spring, which horrifies everybody, including college basketball. Yep. So we can get to that, but we also need to get to the sound bracket. Mitch is mad. We probably should have played one or two. So let's get into it right now. Let's stop talking.
Let's do it.
This is the Louisville Lock region. This is the upper right. This is the overall number one seed in the entire tournament. This is Gonzaga. This is Bobby V.
This is Kansas.
Oh, what did I say?
Gonzaga. We're looking at the upper right,
Yes, I apologize. Okay. I did that entire lead up, and I have Kansas on my sheet, and I was looking right at Kansas. This is Kansas. This is the number one team. This is Bob reading Antonio Brown's tweets.
No subject. I jack my duck on your back. I slept with you in bed. Duck your knowledge, batch. I've been all pro before I even knew you. You hit me up online, batch, crying. I didn't hit you up. You never left my house. Since you had hotel, you feel asleep on my couch. Duck out of here, my baby mama. Trick your dumb base. Blast me, you're a failure, telling everybody you own a gym. What you gone blast, don't trucking write my phone lean, batch. Thought it was easy to get a come up. Using God alias fake bass Hal. You and yo mama thought y'all hoes had a come up truck out of here. Don't write my team. Now here's the second one.
Oh, there's just one? I went on like 50 journeys there.
I'm right. I mean, that's what artists do. This one is Thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks. Next time you and your mama plotting on a come-up, make sure all you hoes pick the right man, dumb bass hoes. Somebody you already trucked your mama controlling your life. Like she gone, help the come-up. That's a particularly powerful passage. You failed at gymnast. You a nobody. Me, blacked out, a laugh about this spit. Me bussing on your back. I'll let him know when I'm bored. You a disgrace to little girls. You a failed gymnast living in the past at your mama house with your mama. Lucky I showed up. Sorry. Lucky I showed you around. You're welcome. My baby mama know a weak batch when she spot one. You played yourself. Laughing smiley faces. Let's see if we can break that down.
Oh my God! If that doesn't win, I don't know what can beat it. Self cannot choke this one away. Poor Robert Morris has no chance.
None.
This is Cooper talking about Mike Tirico. 16 seed has got no chance.
None.
I met Coop's mom one time before they left. Coop said, I want to get my mom to say hello to Mike Tirico and then we're out of here. Wasn't that it? Didn't your mom say hello to Mike Tirico? Backside of Churchill Downs?
Look at that. Mike Tirico fan, is she?
No, I don't remember that. But.
You don't remember Mike Tirico?
I remember him being back there because he only took pictures with some certain people and then put his head down and was gone.
Well, how about that?
You make that sound so bad.
Yeah. Like Tirico, some shady character.
No, is it what I'm thinking? Is it just?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you want me to say?
I want you to say you're making Mike Tirico out to be a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. He's just only taking pictures with black people.
He had no idea. He had no idea. Look at Round
Daddy.
That's
not where he thought we were going.
Round Daddy is so far away from the microphone right now. He Round Daddy has talked into the mic about a burner that we don't know if he has or does not have right now. He's talking about his IG models, but he's not talking about that.
Nope. Staying away.
So we have played this game. Robert Morris had no chance. Kansas wins big, 83-59.
Oh, yeah.
Just demolishing. Devin Dotson had 31. Azubuki had 8-14. Just looking, Silvio D'Souza had one rebound. So there you go.
There you go.
There you go. So that's the 116. Bob moves on. There's nothing else we could do with that.
No.
The 8-9 game we played earlier in the show, Mabin won that one.
Okay, I think we played the wrong one. We played Marquette and Texas Tech, which is in the lower right. So the upper right's Houston Rutgers.
No, it's not. Not on mine, it's not.
Okay. Maybe I got
No,
wrong
I, copy I, I got that one right.
Okay.
All right. You don't believe me. It's okay. Well, go ask Chewbacca 14. No, yeah. I'm looking at it right now, Matt. Let's get that guy on the air.
Squirtle.
And yesterday, I threw somebody. I talked to Jay Bird.
You did?
Jay Bird.
D Bird?
D Bird. Excuse me. D Bird. D Bird has heard the audio.
Oh, wow.
D Bird has heard the audio of Mitch crushing him on AM radio. Boy, you have to be a hardcore listener to get anything that we're talking about
Mitch
right now.
Mitch is seething right now.
Yeah, he better be seething.
He's seething.
D Bird, J Bird, whatever the hell the guy's name is, he has heard the audio. Awkward transition. Wisconsin, the 5 seed. They are represented by Diener.
The reason they play, it's part of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
There's no other reason. It helps schedule, though.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
That's the reason they play.
Sure.
Don't give me the opt-out. That's the reason they play.
I'm not giving you the opt-out.
The text line is incorrect. Let me tell you how incorrect the text line is.
All right.
I can't have any more damn irrational arguments.
why are they upset?
Stop it.
I'm just asking.
Stop
you.
It. When the text line is incorrect, I'm telling you the reason it's incorrect, and you're getting down into the weeds and circling back somehow to Dave Baker. Get him out of your head.
I'm not in my head.
Yes, he is.
I'm fine.
Head,
talking
down.
About Louisville,
please.
Notre Dame.
Down.
Louisville, Notre Dame.
The reason they play is because of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
Period. End of damn sentence.
Okay. I never said that it wasn't the case. And it's very helpful, by the way.
End of damn sentence.
I don't understand why you're mad.
I'm out of dumps. Don't do that again.
Just
you're out of
stop.
Dumps?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the dump has to reset.
I had to dump
the dump twice. Has to reset.
I don't understand why you're upset.
Because I'm correcting the text line, and you are venturing back into your argument with Buzz.
I'm not
venturing. Some teams opt out.
We're
no,
fine.
No, no, no. The reason they Buzz play is because of the agreement with the Atlantic Coast Conference.
I know.
Fine. Then that's where we move to the next text. Okay. That I was trying to work in. I'm done. Screw the text. I'm done. I'm done with the text line.
That's great sound.
It is.
As much as I hate Wisconsin, I'm rooting for
okay,
that sound.
But the 12's always difficult. This is Yale. Everyone loves some Yale.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Taylor Lynch. Go ahead.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. And you're as sweet as strawberry wine, Scott Satterfield.
Man, I played this game
yeah.
in the simulator that does it, you know, like thousands of times. I mean, it's not even close. Wisconsin wins this one in a rout 81-51.
All right.
They won by 30, so Diener, I can't even do that.
It's really talented.
The 5-seed moves on Diener over Taylor Lynch. We like the Taylor Lynch sound, but unfortunately, Yale could not pull it out this particular time. That's an odd way for me to say that. We move on. Villanova, the 4-seed in the Louisville Lock region here in the sound bracket. It's ESPN 680-1057. The 4-seed. Boy, this one, Mitch, I wish you could see Strebel when he listens to this one. Is Strebel talking about washing his kid's mouth out with soap?
Oh.
What kind of punishment is it for Kellen if he uses profanity?
Well, we just explained to him that it's not a good word to use, and if he continues to use it, he'll get soap in the mouth. Liquid Dial. He hates it. We're not a corporal punishment household. We don't strike our children.
Soap in the mouth.
Soap in the mouth. Liquid soap. He gets 3 squirts, and he's got a... Take the soap in the mouth and he gets to wash it out. He hates it. You can ask him about soap in the mouth. I just know how awful it was to me. And
well, people are like, taking a run at you and saying they're saying that it's dangerous to do what you're doing. That you have to use bar soap, not Dial soap.
He doesn't swallow it. It just is in his mouth. He rinses it out. We don't make him hold it in there for very long. It's...
Did you call me Ennis or Enns? Taxer says a smack on his ass is easier on the kid than having him eat soap.
He's not eating it. He's not eating soap. He's not ingesting soap. We don't make him ingest it. No.
Taxer says, Strebel, quote, we don't hit our children. We just poison them. LOL.
So there you go. That's a 4-seed.
That's a tough one.
That's a strong 4-seed.
Yeah.
The 13 is represented by Hofstra, and this is Lachlan McClain explaining how and why and where he bought his wife the Gucci purse.
She has had her eye on this Gucci purse for months and months and months. I mean, just every time we go to the damn outlet mall in Simpsonville, she wanders by and she looks at it lovingly. It is ridiculously absurd. No human should pay that amount of money for a damn purse. You can get one at freaking Walmart and carry your stuff. Put it in a Kroger bag. Shut the hell up. But that's my category. And she had made it very clear that she was like, look, if you get me this Gucci purse, you don't have to do anything for Christmas, which we all know is a lie.
Oh, that lock, that is a massive lie. Oh, my God.
Of course it is.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
But I said, you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to plan like a romantic weekend getaway. Like that I can get with. So I said, honey, we're going to fly to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend, and we'll have a fun time and everything else. So at the dinner, her birthday dinner, I said, honey, I cannot get you the purse. It's ridiculous. But what I am going to do for your birthday present is we'll do a romantic getaway in Fort Lauderdale. And she looked me right in my eye, and she said, I'd rather have the purse. I was in the doghouse. From the second the words, "I'm not getting you the purse," escape my lips, there's nothing I can do to get back in her good graces. And she's like, "You know what, Locke? F you. I'm going to the Gucci store on the way home, and I'm buying the purse for myself. I will buy you the purse. You will not get your Florida trip." And she's like, "Fine with me. I want the purse." So lo and behold, we went in there, and it physically repulses me that people spend that much money on just irrelevancy. But at some point, you love the woman you're married to, and what makes you happy doesn't have to be what makes her happy. So the purse was purchased, and I got out of the doghouse and into the penthouse, and happiness ensued.
That's a matchup, man. That's a hell of a matchup.
I just played it, and it wasn't even close. Villanova won 99-58.
Okay.
Yeah, so Locke got beat down on that one by Strebel and the Soap. Boy, I'm kind of sad about that.
I'm sad that sound's gone.
I'm sad that sound is gone. Absolutely.
That's a great, great clip.
Mitch, do you want to play one more here before we do some sports talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, it's a 6-11 game. The sixth seed is West Virginia. How long is this sound? This has to be at least a couple minutes.
I cut it down to 2 minutes. It was like 3.5.
Oh, yeah. It's all haymaker stuff. And if it ends up winning, we'll play a longer cut. It is the sixth seed. It is West Virginia. And this is Bobby V and Nick Valvano arguing about the time not too long ago that Nick decided to pee in our sink.
You know what? I don't care how old you are. It becomes a reflection on your parents. Do you think we would teach you to go pee in the sink? We had this debate, and his argument was, we don't actually really touch the sink. You just put your hand. I said, I don't care. You know, pee in the sink. I mean, that's disgusting. Of course, he did it.
Here he comes.
By the way,
well, he is here. By the way, Eric Crawford found out. And the look on Eric Crawford's face when he was filling in for you was like, well, of course he was disgusted.
Of course he was.
Because
any rational human being would
just
be disgusted.
Use the stink.
The sink. Exactly. Why? The only question is why. There's another bathroom in the hall. It's 15 steps away. You had to go in the sink? Seriously?
All right. I mean, I plead guilty. Like, I'm not, like, you know, denying it.
It's disgusting.
Okay. All right. Time out. Look, we're on the Vitality program. It's a fabulous program. You didn't do the read today, by the way. Thanks.
What the hell does that have to do with
that? Blaming Vitality.
When you're on a diet, you pee like a racehorse. A, it was annoying. And B,
to do this because you wanted it as part of your disgusting brand.
He did.
Partially.
You should have blamed Hockey.
Yeah, it is. You know, you know what? That's exactly right. He was relatively sane until he started playing hockey, and he takes great pride. Hockey guys are great guys, but there is some perverse fascination with, if there's five options to choose, what's the most disgusting? Oh, good. Let me pick that one.
The safety fear of
going to the bathroom in the hallway. Sure. Well, in fact, we should be grateful you didn't pee in the waste paper basket because, God forbid.
Well,
you know,
that's basically what people were doing. The toilet didn't work, so they used the toilet, and it would just sit there and fester.
At least when I
use it, I have the decency to use a drain.
Good. So poor Eric Crawford may never set foot in our building again, and who could blame him?
He's a journalist. Seriously. He's seen some things.
He's seen some things, like he's covered war or something like that. Like Eric Crawford's been over to Baghdad or something like that for the Courier Journal. Man, that's a powerhouse.
That's a 16.
That's West Virginia. That's Bobby Huggins, baby.
Wow.
It's a haymaker.
Yeah.
All right, here's the 11 seed. Short but sweet, Lachlan McClain swiping Mark Ennis.
The other thing, and I was listening a smidge, I think it was in the bonus hour on 93.9 yesterday. I can't remember. But Ennis and Luke Hancock had a basketball guest on. And Mark, I love you. No offense. You're a phenomenal individual. But you went 10 minutes and never freaking reintroed who the guy was. So I don't know. I listened for 10 minutes, and I don't know who your guest was. So no offense, Radio 101. Can you please reset the guest every other question or so? But anyway.
As great as that Bob sound is. That's pretty damn good,
too. I'm rooting for Cincinnati, but listen, West Virginia won. Bob won. 77-75. Close game. West Virginia wins, man. West Virginia wins. The sixth seed moves on.
I'm kind of sorry to hear that one.
I am, too. I'm sorry to see it go. Absolutely.
Radio 101.
Boy. Can you put these poll questions up, Mitch, at ESPN 680? I meant to do this about an hour ago. Do you miss your coworkers? Yes or no? Put that up at ESPN 680. And then we may have to go through this again, but which thing makes – okay, let me back this up. So today – and we have the sound of it. The story came out, and the Courier Journal is the one that this video and sound has been working its way around social media, and I believe we have it here on the take on ESPN 680, is this. These dopes set up a fake testing station where they were charging people $240, okay, but they spelt HIPAA wrong.
Yep.
And they were just people in I mean, from Chicago area, okay, or Illinois, at least. They were just these out-of-town people who were trying to rip off Louisville people. And it made me think, people that live in Louisville, is there someone who lives in Louisville that is in, like, Cincinnati right now or something like that that is trying to rip those people off?
That's a great question, man.
But you saw that story, did you not?
Yes, I saw that, and I was very angry.
Okay, well, you were angry.
I was angry.
So was the sheriff. So was Mark Blankenbaker.
Oh, boy.
And he said today, I mean, you didn't listen to any of the Diener show today.
Not today, I didn't.
No, not even 10 minutes?
No.
Little stream, turn it off for 10 minutes, get us a nice number, nothing?
I didn't.
Okay, good.
I will tomorrow. I did yesterday for a long time.
There you go. What were you doing today? You don't have to do anything. You're living your best life right now.
Man, I got up at like 8 a.m., I fixed the kids' breakfast, and I took a nap. That's, I'm dead serious. I took a nap from like 9:30 to 11. It was great. I went to sleep.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
How do you wake up and then go take a nap immediately?
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, no.
I mean, we've cleaned the house.
Listen to Locke?
Yeah. I forgot. What,
you thought about it. Then you fell asleep instead.
I put on Seinfeld on the TV, and I fell asleep to that.
So he was enraged and said this made him angrier than anything ever in his life or wow. Something like that. And I said, which thing makes Mark Blankenbaker the angriest? Lexington media, Clemson football, fake coronavirus test sites, or college basketball officials?
Ooh.
And I still think it's college basketball officials. If you made me choose, that's what I would choose. Now, I would have the coronavirus test site second,
yeah.
But I would have Mark Blankenbaker disliking basketball officials.
So it'd be basketball officials, fake test sites, Lexington media, Clemson football. I think that's the list.
Yes.
I think that's it. I think while he dislikes Clemson football, the epic rants that he's been on here in the last, what, 2-3 weeks since he saw that video have made him or made the Lexington media public enemy number one to Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah. Texas says Round Daddy's not going to be recovering from this time off. Texas says listening to Locke will cause a nap. Texas says, is this the purse that Locke's wife bought and has the Mickey Mouse Gucci purse that costs $4,500? Texas says, did Nick barging in on Bob with the Joe Flacco news make the sound bracket? It did last year.
Yeah.
That was last year. It did. It was just out of the time frame. Texas says, did Locke and Carolyn fly to Fort Lauderdale and go hang out with Lamar Jackson and Kodak Black in Broward County?
Whoa, Kodak Black, free Kodak. That was a thing for a while.
Mitch, you better be marking that.
I'm just so happy that he said that.
I mean, what a just...
I'm trying to keep up.
You could not.
The times.
You could not have. You, no, you're not. That was years ago, and you could not have sounded whiter at that moment than what you just did.
That's fair.
You sounded like Indiana basketball. Texter, that Strebel sound is amazing. We don't use corporal punishment. We just poison our kids. Texter says, the more you hear the Bobby V. Antonio Brown sound, the more it sucks. Wow.
How dare you, sir.
That's a hot take.
That's a very hot take. That's gold standard sound. Goodness. You have him talking in, I don't even know what language that is, but he nails it. He does a great job in the smooth jazz in the background. Oh, Texter, get out of here.
437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. So we'll get to some of those. We may replay after Bozich just a little bit of the Sam Vecenie conversation. We also need to get to one more matchup before we get to Bozich at 430 in our sound bracket. Just quickly to talk just a little bit more on E.J. Montgomery, just for a second, a big picture thought. So Jerry Tipton spoke with multiple people. He spoke with Ben Howland. We had fun with I think it's a fact that Ben Howland was the only coach that reached back out after Larry Vaught emailed them. But he says E.J. Montgomery is going to be an NBA player. I don't have any doubt about that. E.J. Montgomery's father, Ephraim Montgomery, said just because he did other things to help his team win and didn't get to showcase his offense doesn't mean he can't do it. Why come back and waste a whole other year when you can already do those things anyway? Let's see here. The mom was quoted by, I believe, Kyle Tucker, if I'm not mistaken. The mom's got a quote in here somewhere. But those are the things that are making the biggest news. And so the question that I have for you, Strebel, is we can have two very different discussions about this.
Okay.
I mean, one side of it is, you can be all mad, and we've had fun with you being mad at E.J. Montgomery. We can do where I slam how it's laughable that E.J. Montgomery is even thinking of the NBA, that the parents are delusional. Now, these are all things that I think. I do not think that that E.J. Montgomery right now is anywhere close to an NBA player, and unless something happens that I fundamentally do not see, quite frankly, a lot like Nick Richards from last year and even his freshman year to this year, his junior year, unless there is substantial growth, if you will, that I am not going to buy into it. His parents are obviously delusional, and there is the clear shot at Calipari that he doesn't know how to, properly get E.J. Montgomery involved. I would say this, that the one hot take that I have been talking about with E.J. Montgomery since, and we need to do this tomorrow, Mitch, put this in your notepad. We need to go back because we played it a couple different times. Not today, Mitch, but, tomorrow. And that is, early-ish in the year and then middle-ish in the year, John Calipari is harping on the conditioning of E.J. Montgomery. I mean, so the very basic thing, okay, E.J. Montgomery is not doing. He wasn't talking about his jump shot. He wasn't talking about his rebounding. He wasn't talking about his defense. He wasn't talking about anything other than this guy, the very basic thing that we need to have this guy ready, he has not done. Mm-hmm. And my point at the time was, hey, you're in the middle of the season. SEC play is coming up soon, and you're worried about this guy, not basketball things. Like, you're just worried about him being able to play, elongated minutes.
Right, be in shape to play a full game.
And then when he had the time, he never did anything with it. And E.J. Montgomery very well might blossom next year. If you are, and I said this in the 3 o'clock hour, if you are a believer in Kenny Payne developing big guys, and you're in the belief of now with P.J. Washington and Nick Richards, and there may be more, and maybe Keon Brooks falls eventually into that. I thought Johnny Juzang might fall into that. There is a development. Sure, there is a development now. If you stick around, eventually it's going to work out for you. And Cal is very honest about that, okay? Yeah. He's very honest about that. And so, by the way, him being honest about it is why people don't make him the bad guy now.
Right.
But he had so many opportunities, and the thought process that there is something there offensively, because the father's like, oh, he's good offensively. I'm like, no, he's not. He stinks.
Yeah.
And so we can be hot takey, or we can, the other side is you can say, well, not a big loss, but I think Kentucky,
it is.
You need as many options as possible, and it seems like all the options that you thought were at least 50-50 are nowhere close to that.
How many times did you and I text each other during those games just screaming via text about him missing bunny putbacks and missing dunks and things, like very – very, very fundamental thing that should be easy of a player of his size and his caliber, supposed caliber. And you're telling me that his office is fine. He just wasn't utilized correctly. Okay, that's fine. But no, what you're saying is dead on as far as you need him back because that potential is there. He wasn't good last season. He wasn't good this current season. But that doesn't mean he can't break out next season. Now, obviously, if he wants to do it, he can. But when Cal's sitting there telling you at a press conference, hey, he wasn't in shape, in good shape. We finally just got him into shape in what, January, February, when he was making those comments about E.J. Montgomery being in shape. So you can't sit there and tell me, yeah, his offense is good, and mentally he's prepared to the NBA, when he couldn't even get in shape for college basketball season until halfway through the season.
Yeah. But you want him to come back.
You need
as much as you hate him, he frustrates you. Still want him back.
I don't hate him.
Yeah, but you just crushed him.
No, I did crush him.
And that's
him.
The thing. Kentucky fans want to crush him today and laugh at him. But if I made you choose, you would take him back. You want him back.
Even if he's not very good next year, he comes back again. He's not very good. You need another body. I'm sorry, but sometimes it just comes down to you need personnel. If Isaiah Jackson gets hurt, or Lance Ware stinks, or Keon Brooks, he does not develop the way we want him to develop. And then that's your three bigs. That's it. You need another big, and I don't care because, again, E.J. Montgomery showed flashes every once in a while that he could do something. You need somebody that could just give you the thought that maybe he can come in and produce if you need him to. At some point, you just need dudes on the bench to help through the season. We saw that this year.
Well, that's why he doesn't want to come back, is for that very reason.
And that's fine.
It's a very selfish reason that you have, but that's how 100% of the fans usually feel about that. Let's get Rick Bozich. We'll take a break. Would you mind signing off? James Strebel, ESPN 680-105, because you were very sportsy there.
Yes.
James Strebel, ESPN 680-105.7.
All right, James Strebel, ESPN 680-105.7.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Breaking news, Johnny Juzang transferring from Kentucky.
What?
And James Strebel.
Are you serious? Why? Oh, my gosh. Why? What is the point? What was the point of that season then?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On a Thursday edition of The Take on ESPN 680, a big thank you that Kroger would like to say to all the loyal customers in these times for shopping with them, and also to their associates who work hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger is hiring. Immediate openings available. Apply today if you need some work. jobs.kroger.com. So a big thank you to our partners at Kroger. Also, a reminder today, Andy Beshear, like every day, will have his press conference, and that's coming up here at 5 o'clock on ESPN 680. 105.7, and I should say 93.9, The Ville. Rick Bozich joins us now, and he joins us usually at 5 o'clock every Thursday. We move that back a couple minutes. Oh, you're calling him right now. Mitch, can you say how sad you sounded? Did you forget about Bozich?
He must be on the phone.
Oh, yeah. He's hiding on the phone right now.
Oh, I got to call him.
He whispered, and I got to call him. I wish people could have heard that.
Me too.
In fact, from now on, Mitch, we need to make all correspondence just on the air.
Just live.
All right,
just
we can live, do that.
Just live on the air. I got to call him.
Bozich is ready.
I got to call him. That's what it sounded
Sorry,
like.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I did the whole intro to Bozich and everything else. Rick is there. Rick Bozich with us from WDRB. Rick, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
You know, I'm all right. How are you guys? Sounds like listen, fun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're just trying to have some fun, talk a little sports, talk a little nonsense, and get through the week and get through through the coronavirus and everything else. How has quarantine been for you? I know you're fine just sitting in the house, I think. That's what I gather from Twitter, Rick.
I don't have any. I go out for two walks a day, one in the morning and one at night. Usually go out and throw the ball and stuff with my dog in the yard and occasionally go to the store, and pretty basic. I don't know. I need a recommendation for a series to watch. Everybody keeps touting Ozark. I haven't tried that one yet.
It's a good one.
It's already a good one.
Breaking Bad. I've done Better Call Saul. I've done Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've done The Wire. I need a few recommendations. So if you guys have some, I'm open.
I mean, I think the basic ones, Homeland, if you're interested in that, there's many seasons to that. I would definitely, Ozark, you can binge. It's all there for you. I think you'll like Ozark. I mean, it's probably Jason Bateman. It's probably the best thing that he's done.
Oh, by far. He's fantastic. Mean,
that is what many, many people think in a different role for him. So that is really good. No, I all I have is just the basics. If you haven't seen McMillions, I'm sure you saw the scheme. Did you think the lawyer was cool in the scheme? We've been talking about that the last couple days. Christian Dawkins, very tan lawyer with the floral shirt.
Haney. Yeah, he's cool. I mean, he got his guy, probably got his guy paid. He got his guy off pretty easily, and he got his guy's story told from his perspective. So it's kind of hard to criticize that dude. Yeah, he's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Thank you, Rick.
What other takeaways did you have from that? Anything that stuck out? Did you chuckle at the FBI? Did you chuckle at the coaches, our personal hero around here, Will Wade and Sean Miller? Just what do you make of, you know, what did you make of that nonsense a couple nights ago?
Made the FBI look bad, I thought, in Epps, like the Keystone Cops. You look back at the bluster that you heard from the Southern District of New York and kind of you chuckle now at it. We have your playbook and all that stuff. And I don't know, I can't think of the right word to use to describe my thoughts for LSU and Arizona, who have doggedly continued to stand behind their coaches, despite everybody laughing now after they listened to those tapes about, you know, what their coaches were talking about. I think Arizona issued another statement, or was it LSU issued?
It doesn't even matter. No, it was LSU yesterday. I watched it. I watched it as a comedy. That's how I watched it. I watched it just laughing at it. The entire thing, from Dawkins to the Jeff D'Angelo, he went to Sicily to take care of his dying mother, to them arresting him with machine guns, to him being in the same jail as El Chapo, of the FBI just giving up and giving in, of Jeff D'Angelo disappearing. Just the lawyer was cool.
Spending hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars on yachts.
Oh, the yachts and everything else.
I mean, suites.
It was fantastic. I meant to ask you this and all the nonsense. I see you're back cooking again, Rick. You put some sausages that you were making last evening. What kind of response on Twitter was that?
I got a pretty decent response. People criticizing me for not using the grill, but I ran out of propane at the end of last year, so it's not really the right. That's not a high priority to go to the hardware store and get the propane tank filled back up.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have put them on the grill, and they weren't the greatest sausages I've ever made, but I needed to. I can't be wasteful right now, so it worked. I had PB&J for lunch today.
I saw that.
They were more impressed by that.
Yeah, grandson, there you go.
One of my grandsons likes PB&J, so I FaceTimed him, and he was eating his PB&J while I was making mine. But he likes grape and smooth, and I like strawberry and crunchy. So
there you go. And, of course, you're right. And so Andrew Bozich is right.
You responded that you liked it, and I liked your response. So that's where we're at these days, man. We're 2 days away from the Final Four, and we're talking about PB&J.
I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. And we're feuding a little bit with a fellow colleague of yours there at WDRB, John Lewis, doing the story on sports radio and interviewing Lachlan McClain. So that is, you know, it's created some issues around the office, just so you know.
I'm on your side, man. I would have gone for you. You know that.
Oh, you're damn right. Just a couple different things here. Rick Bozich with us, at Rick Bozich. He's from WDRB. What do you make of some of the E.J. Montgomery stuff? Father does not sound happy. Sounds like he's going to be off to whatever league he's going to be playing in. I have said repeatedly, you know, hey, if you believe in this new Kentucky, you know, developing and keeping guys 2 and 3 years, then you really want E.J. Montgomery to come back. You couple that with seemingly everyone else is going to be gone, including Emmanuel Quickley. It's going to be a very young team and a team that through, you know, graduate transfers or transfers is going to add, you would imagine, some pieces here. What do you make of kind of the fallout the last week of Emmanuel Quickley and now seemingly E.J. Montgomery going to try their hand in the NBA?
I'm not surprised because, I mean, let's be honest, the
the preponderance of guys that go to UK go there thinking they're going to go to the NBA after 1 year, and if not one, then two. And if you're there 3 years, you're absolutely the exception to the rule. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think you go play there. And he came back this year, which he should have done. And really, as the season went on, and I'm not faulting John Calipari, I'd fault E.J. Montgomery because he got ample opportunities, but his star descended instead of ascended. So, most players, I think, will blame their circumstances instead of themselves. And so it's probably a better thing that he goes elsewhere. I mean, from what we saw, I don't think anybody can argue over 2 years he didn't get a chance. He got plenty of chances, and he didn't take advantage of them. So if he feels like he needs to go somewhere else to become the player that he thinks he is, then that's what he should do.
Yeah, his dad's just like, oh, he's got the offensive thing figured out. It's like, what world are they in? The delusional, what world are they in? But, yeah, we've been through this many, many times over the years, no shock. That E.J. Montgomery would be one
of. It's everywhere, though. It's not. I talk to coaches, absolutely. Assistant coaches all around the country, and they all deal with this stuff. And you know, guys at a much lower level than Kentucky. When people come to Kentucky, they expect, they're going to be pros. But even at other schools, other high major, lower level high majors or mid majors, they're all dealing with this kind of nonsense of my guy's not being used right, he's not being showcased right, he's not getting the shots or touches, or the offense isn't the one you said we're going to run. And it's just like, it's crazy. And
it is.
If this transfer rule goes in, it's really going to be, it's just going to be like NFL or MLB free agency on steroids.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it's going to be. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. One thing I meant to ask, because obviously right now we're in a holding pattern where we don't know what's going to happen with football. There's some NBA draft stuff since the last time we spoke, but we have no idea what is going to happen, when there's going to be an NBA draft, if there is going to be an NBA draft, or anything else. Can I go back to the scheme real quick? I don't want to ask about the documentary itself. Just what do you think? How do you think other coaches watch that? And how many coaches that you talk to do you think watch that? I know Chris Mack came out and said, I'm on vacation, did not have HBO. Obviously, Rick Pitino, he didn't watch it. But like John Calipari, I would hope, even those couple other videos he hasn't seen, that he and others would be watching. How do you think other coaches, will they all watch it? And I think that's going to be the next time they have press meetings of any kind, press conferences or Zoom or whatever it may be. That's going to be a valid question, and I think it's going to be weak if a coach says, I haven't seen it.
A couple that I texted with watched it and laughed at it, and they've been initially they were sort of surprised that LSU and Arizona haven't done anything, but as time goes on, they're not surprised at all, because I think their view is that that's just the way it is, man. People are going to challenge the NCAA and say, okay, yeah, you think we're doing it, you can't prove it, and what are you going to do about it? So.
Rick Bozich with us. Last one. I know today Ed Farmer passing away. Give us something on him. Give us your memories there. I figured I'd ask you about a big White Sox guy. You'd be the guy to ask.
I've known Ed Farmer for 20, 25 years. And anytime I would go to a White Sox game, he would let me sit in the radio booth and watch the game if I went by myself. Sometimes even if I went with friends, I've been known to, like, disappear for a few innings and go sit in the radio booth. But
wow.
The last time I was with him was at Cincinnati when the Sox played there in 2018. I got there early and sat in the dugout and talked baseball with him for, like, an hour or so, and then went up in the booth and went out and got pizza for him between innings because he liked the press food. And he's just he grew up on the south side of Chicago. He was a rabid Sox fan growing up who wouldn't even say the word of the other team in town, which I really admired. And the one story about him that I told some Sox fans today that they didn't know is, like, in 1974, he didn't like the Yankees even less than he liked the that he got traded to the Yankees, and he refused to report, and they, like, sold him to the Phillies, like, 2 days later. So, he's a great guy. I really,
I really was upset when I heard that this morning, and I don't think it was related to COVID. Ed was a he had a kidney transplant like over 20 years ago. He had kidney disease, and he became a huge, probably the premier guy in the state of Illinois for organ donations. He always did drives for that or public service announcements, and he started to miss games last year for that. So I think that's more of what happened. So it's wow. For White Sox fans or baseball fans, we're already sad enough that we don't have games, but for White Sox fans, it's really a sad day. And to watch today, Jim Palmer, who was a teammate of his, and Chris Singleton and Steve Stone and all these people who knew him did some really good tributes to him. So that's more than you wanted to know. But
no, that's
it'd
good.
Be like for people around here, you know, Van Vance or people like that, if something would happen to them, that's the way it affects White Sox fans.
Well, good stuff, Rick. Stay safe and keep on keeping on, I guess, is a corny way of saying it, as we all, you know, kind of in similar situations. We'll talk with you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk sports, and you guys stay safe, too.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Rick Bozich with us here on WDRB. Mitch, what do you want to do here? Do you want to do a quick, like, two-minute break, or do you want to go right into the sound bracket?
Yeah,
because I'm fine with just going into the sound bracket, and that's how we're going to finish the show. I'm good with that if you are.
Yeah, let's take a short break first.
Okay, let's take a short break then. We'll come back. We'll tell you about the fitness market, and we'll finish off the show with the sound bracket. Governor Beshear in about 20 minutes here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My dog Ramon is trying to yet again sit on the lap of one James Strebel.
He loves me. I like him too.
And James Strebel.
Look, he wants to make out with me, it looks like. Save that for the mixtape.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texas says, did you guys hear Locke today? He kept trying to use the word gas. Texas says Bozich consuming the wire is a haymaker, signed the delegation.
Oh, yeah.
Texas says you should have asked Bozich about Tom Izzo. Oh, I agree with that. Today, just because we had two interviews and the Sam Vecenie stuff that we'll have in the bonus hour was fantastic, along with E.J. Montgomery stuff. The news coming out back in 2017 when an investigation was getting ready to be conducted there at Michigan State, Tom Izzo reached out to one of the witnesses beforehand, and so that's a bad look. That old Michigan State thing, I think Izzo's been protected about as much as you can protect somebody. Texas says, no wonder Mac is under quarantine and now raises additional questions about his decision-making. I don't know what that means. Texas says, hey, EJ's dead. My son can beat me in horse, too. It doesn't mean he's ready for the NBA. Texas says, hey, Round Daddy, why are you making lunch for your kids? I thought Emily would take care of that.
Emily doesn't know where I live, and it was lunchtime, and my
lunchtime.
My wife was busy with something,
It was lunchtime.
I made lunch.
What was she busy with? You don't want to say it.
She's finishing painting the room downstairs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we're doing a little painting around.
Well, sounds like she's doing the painting.
She is.
Well, there you go.
I don't paint.
He put his foot down. I'm not going to paint. I'll do anything else, but I'm not going to paint.
That's true.
All right, so we've been doing the Louisville Lock region. We continue. U of L is in that region. They are a 3 seed. This is the upper right. This is the west. It's the Louisville Lock region. The 3 seed is Lachlan McLean. Just an amazing pivot on the coronavirus.
These dopey morons with the overreaction to the coronavirus is about to get on my last nerve. And I'm not going to let the show get overwhelmed because I understand it's a sports show and you don't really care about the coronavirus. For the most part, this is a show to kind of get your mind off of the anxiety and the negativity and the fear and the concern that we are all suffering from. So that is my goal, and I appreciate you hanging out with me. Lachlan McLean, Lock Talk on Twitter, realizing that it is hard to be rational in an irrational world. But I will attempt to bring that to you for the next 2 hours. I mean, look, I'm going to try not to get bogged down in coronavirus. My opinion hasn't changed since yesterday. This is all a giant overreaction. The data hasn't even changed since yesterday. A couple famous people got it. One in Australia and one with a 0% risk of dying. But everything has changed because people are freaking out. Again, the coronavirus is a scary, scary deal. And I said this in the first hour, the more you read, the more scared you get. The calculated risk doesn't matter. Being rational doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is hysteria and fear-mongering. And once people start making decisions based on that, then everyone else follows. Rational thought has prevailed. Lachlan McLean, Lock Talk on Twitter, LACHTALK. Happy to keep you company for the next 2 hours. Hopefully keep you distracted and amused and entertained during obviously trying times in our nation.
I mean, I don't know what's better, that or the gambling stuff.
That's too.
They're both wonderful.
It's just unbelievable. So that's a 3 seed. That's U of L. Here's what they're up against. This is the 14 seed. This is Vermont. This would have been a sexy, upset that some people would have
picked.
Could have
been,
okay?
Yeah.
This is Sound, of course, from Bobby V.
Listen, I like Locke, but he and his wife are definitely funky. There's no question. There's not a doubt in my mind. Behind closed doors, those two are absolute freaks. They are absolute. There's no question. I mean, if you try and just drop on him, they're going to have, like, the swings and all that spit just hanging all over the house and be like, that's for Thursday. That's on Thursday. And there's not a doubt about that.
The Thursday swing.
All right, so I played this game. This is a blowout.
Really?
I'm shocked by this. Louisville blows them out. 93-61.
Whoa.
Jordan Ward, 21-6. Ryan McMahon had 16. Stephen Enoch, 12-7. Dwayne Sutton had 12. Malik Williams had 10-6. Fresh had 8. David Johnson had 5-5. Samuel Williamson, 4. Hey, how about that?
Boy.
Louisville wins big, 93-61. So Bobby V on Lock and Carolyn is out of here. Vermont is out. U of L moves on. The process, he is a 7 seed. Illinois, go.
And how did Sam Darnold celebrate this victory? He went back to the well in North Jersey, got really, really drunk, and hooked up with some random bar skank. First off, I have to believe he's telling these women he's Tom Brady, because I'm the quarterback of the Jets is a horrible pickup line. Secondly, Sam, there are worse things you can catch from these people than mono. You may want to stay out of the bars, but then again, your decision-making, as we've seen the last 2 years, is pretty piss poor. So f*** the Titans and their fans and an overrated white girl and redneck oasis known as Nashville.
Fred Cowgill's son, Christian, wrote a poem to a girl the year before in 8th grade, and I was the biggest bully I know in high school, so I pulled up the poem on my phone. I started reading it in front of everybody, and he was sitting next to me in English class, and he socked me right in the side of the face, and, like, we both couldn't believe what just happened. It was just complete impulse, and he just...
Well, did you guys get in trouble?
No, we just both were like, we're good. We're not going to tell anybody about this.
Wait, so you didn't fight back?
No. Have you seen me? I'm not going to fight back. What do I look like to you? Yo, my motto in life is I write checks with my mouth that my ass cannot cash. That is how I roll.
Now, all this Lamar Jackson MVP talk has me confused because I didn't think it was all that impressive to beat the Bengals. I mean, kicking this team's ass is like beating up on Evansville in your home court. It's just one of those things that's supposed to happen. And all I have to say is Shaquem Griffin would be a better wide receiver than anybody on that team right now.
You did not.
On the process, that's week 12. Happy Thanksgiving, except for Dallas. F*** you. Rip the dream.
Oh. He's fist pumping in the other room like Tiger Woods.
The Shaquem Griffin line, that is vicious.
All right, so there you go. There's the 7 seed, the 10 seed, Strebel, go.
Yeah, it was a girl I was dating, and we just watched the movie. You've seen the movie Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner? We watched that in her living room, and then afterwards, she was like looking at me weird. I was like, "What's wrong?" What? She's like, "Well, I don't think we should date anymore." I was like, "Well, why?" I was like, "I treat you really good, and we're in love. What's going on?" Well, I don't view you as like a romantic person. I view you more like a big brother, and you're really nice and you're really sweet, but I just don't look at you in that way anymore. And it was really bad. My heart was broken, but good news.
In the living room after watching Mr. Brooks.
Yeah, and I was supposed to stay over that night, and I had to go home.
All right, Mitch, that's the gist of it. There's the Strebel breakup. We're almost out of time. Andy Beshear coming up here in a second. Illinois moves on. The process medley, it moves on. Good. It's the 7 seed. It's good to go. How long is the Kellen sound? Because that's the 2 seed here. That is Creighton.
It's a minute 30.
All right, let's go ahead and play that. This is Kellen Strebel busting his old man's chops. This is the 2 seed. This is Creighton.
I was surprised about the Emily thing. I didn't know anything about this. I think nobody in our house knew anything about this.
That's not true. I've told your mother many times that about it's a gag and it's a joke.
Oh, no.
Yes. You may not have known about it, but your mom did.
I'm going to do an invitation of you whispering into the microphone. Oh, no. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's me. Yeah, that was me.
How does it make you feel?
It makes you feel embarrassed.
Oh, no. Oh.
That was horrible.
Oh, Kellen. You're embarrassed?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're freaking out over a caller. I mean, like, I had to battle one time. Get this kid off the radio now. And you're freaking out over a caller. You're freaking out over a caller, so? That's it.
What do you mean that's it? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you can't stand up to a caller.
I'm not standing up to a caller. It's a thing you won't understand until you're married. It's a whole thing, Kellen. It has nothing to do with her takes.
Bitch.
Oh, all right. You being good?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I can't look at it right now.
All right. I'll see you at home. We're having spaghetti.
We're having spaghetti. Here's the 15th seed. Poor NKU. Poor Northern Kentucky. Go ahead.
He needs to get a top five guy to shut people like me up. And so that's all I meant.
And don't take this the wrong way, but I kind of doubt he cares.
Kellen wins 80-49. It's not close.
It shouldn't be close.
We're out of here. Actually, quick break. We'll join up with the very happy Mark Ennis, Governor Andy Beshear, coming up next here on ESPN Louisville. All right, back here, Andy Sweeney hanging out with you. I don't know if Mark Ennis is back there. It is ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. We're online, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Tune in many places you can find us. Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference is coming up. The last couple days, what last week, Mitch, and then maybe Monday and Tuesday, shorter press conferences, but yesterday especially, way up over an hour. And so we shall see how long Governor Andy Beshear goes today. Again, we shall see what kind of update as we sit here on April the 7th, a Thursday. This month, who knows, this might be the final month that we're all having to stay in our homes. We shall see. So, again, Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference coming up here shortly. But it is every day. We give it to you every day. And it is live, and it is in full, and it's right here on ESPN Louisville. Is Ennis there, Mitch, or is he just sitting in the 93.9 studio?
He is just sitting in the 93.9 studio.
What's he doing? I usually like chatting with Mark Ennis.
Maybe he doesn't want to talk to you today.
Is he mad at me, given that I tweeted the Vince Merrill thing at him?
No, I don't think that's it.
Vince Merrill was third person calling himself Big Dog. Ennis has feuded with him. That's what we do around here. He has feuded publicly with Vince Merrill. By the time you bring him in here, Mitch, Bashir's going to be talking. So, again, we give these to you every single day. And obviously, if how did the dogs get in? I guess my wife is here. So we have these press conferences, and we take them live and in full. Like I said, the last couple days – he's went a little bit longer than he did the first couple.
Yeah, they hit unemployment pretty hard yesterday because there's a lot of questions regarding that. So they hit that pretty hard today. So this one should be just around an hour.
Is that what you think? Is that what your insight? Is that what your political insight tells you?
That's what Mitch's political insight tells me today.
Mitch is from Murray. So some of the places he used to, you know, live and hang out is where some of the establishments that won't close down are located. By the way, Strieble has his mic on. He just wants to be on the air just to give a Jordan War a take. Your mic's not on. No, you're cut off. Well, is Ennis there? Is he still sitting sad? What's he doing?
He's still just sitting sad. He's got the door closed.
What did you say to him?
Did you say, hey, I didn't want to bother him. He was on his phone. Seeing the 939 studio, I didn't want to bother him.
Well, this is not good. This is not good. The dance is in a bad mood. What are we going to do? And, of course, this would be the day that Governor Beshear would be two minutes late.
Oh, he's at the podium now.
I mean, I'm just vamping right now. All right, he's there. All right, so Governor Andy Beshear, he is live. It's in full, and it's right here on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.